This is Paul Mills. Thank you for listening to this message from God's Word. It is my prayer that God will speak to you today, bring hope, healing, and direction in your life.
Take your Bibles, please. Turn with us to the Gospel of John, chapter 15. John, chapter 15. We are reading from verse 7 and 8. Would you stand with us, please, for the reading of the Word this morning? The Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 7. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. I want to read that text one more time. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Lord, we rejoice this morning in what a Savior you are. Lord, you have paid the price. You have set the example. You have gone before us to prepare a place. You're preparing to come and receive us again to where you are, that we may be with you eternally. Of all people today, we have hope. Hope because of the cross. Hope because of the blood. Hope because of salvation. Hope because of eternal life. Holy Spirit, you are our welcome guest here today. Come and work and move and build faith in the hearts of your people. If there are those here who do not know you as your personal Savior and Lord, before this day is over, may they say yes to you and receive you as Lord. Build faith, work your work, I ask in Jesus' name. And everyone said together, you may be seated. We are continuing in a series of messages that we have been on for the last number of weeks. We'll be finishing up in the next week or two, but a series titled, What God Has Promised. I encourage you in your bulletin this morning, there are notes. If you'll take those and follow with me, hopefully it will be meaningful to you. What God has promised. If you remain in me. Condition number one. My words remain in you. Condition number two. Ask whatever you wish. Now, if you are remaining in him and his words are remaining in you, then you're going to be asking and wishing for what he wants you to ask and wish for. Amen? Your request is not going to be, Lord, help me rob the 7-Eleven really well today. That's not going to be your prayer. You're going to be praying according to the will of God because you're praying according to the Word of God. Now, again, here's the promise. If you remain in me, how many of you are in Christ, by the way? You've asking to be Lord of your life. That's most of it. And my words remain in you. If we are in the Word of God, meditating on it, dwelling on it, claiming its promises, its benefits, its instruction, then we can ask whatever we wish and it will be given to us. Why? Because we are asking, number one, in faith. Number two, we are asking in accordance with the principles of God's Word. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit. God wants to give you good things. God wants to bless you so that He may be glorified, that the Son may be glorified, and as the Son is glorified, the Father will be glorified. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. When you come to God and you claim His benefits, His promises, His provisions, you are not intruding or bothering God. He desires that you come and claim what is rightfully yours. When your child or when you were younger and your children would come to the dinner table and they would say, well, I really don't have a right to eat and I know that I'm unworthy and I really don't want to bother you. I know it's dinner time, but could I just have a scrap? Is that what we did? Now, we pulled ourselves up to that dinner table and said, what do you have? And do you have any more? It sure is good. That always got me more. I learned to do that. The Word says He will withhold no good thing from them who walk uprightly. The promises of God are yea and amen. God has provided for us through His sacrifice on the cross, the forgiveness of sin, the healing of our bodies. He has provided our future. Those are things He has given us because of His love. Now, over the last several weeks, we have covered many topics. I will not take time to even go through the list. It's in your bulletin. This morning, I want us to look quickly at two more of these subjects of the promises of God. Number one, He has promised to be our protection. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9 says, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth. My mother used to have eyes that would do that. Her eyes would range, looking for me to do something wrong. Still remember it. She'd swat me and say, quit doing it. God's not looking to swat you. He's looking to encourage you. Amen? His eyes ranged throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth. God is looking for people that have faith. He is looking for people that are obedient. He is looking for people that He can bless. God is not waiting for you to make a mistake so He can punish you. He is looking for your obedience so that He can bless you and prosper. Psalm 34. Take your Bibles, please, and I hope you brought your Bibles. If not, maybe you can look on with a friend because we're going to look at several scriptures this morning. Psalm 34, one of my favorite passages. This was written, by the way, when David was about to be killed. Abimelech, the heathen king, had captured him. He was about to be destroyed. And he cried out to God in his pain, in his agony, in his despair. Have any of you ever experienced any of that? Have you experienced just despair? God, I can't go on any further. And it may be for physical reasons, financial reasons, emotional reasons. It doesn't matter. God is not only the God of when it's going right, God is the God going bad. And he's there. So David is crying out to God when Abimelech is about to kill him. His life isn't worth much at this point. And here's what David said. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Is that what he said? That's not what he said. He said, I will extol the Lord. Now, here's a guy, Jim's about to die. He's lost everything. It's all over. What a great time to have a pity party. What a great time to say, God, where are you? Now, this is what he said. I will extol the Lord at all times. How many times? How much does that mean? All the time. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. That's through the good times, through the bad times. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Anybody here going through a tough time, some area of your life this morning? I've talked to some of you. I know where some of you are. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I love to come to church and be where I know the name of Jesus is going to be exalted. Something changes, folks, when we come in His doors. Amen? We begin to sing. We begin to minister to Him. I sought the Lord and He answered me. He delivered me from all of my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Anybody going through some troubles today? God said He'll bring you out of them. As you praise Him, as you look to Him. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His saints. For those who fear Him lack nothing. Dear friend, all I have to do is fear God, honor God, and God said, I will meet every need you have. The physical needs, the financial needs, the emotional needs, the spiritual needs, it all comes down to honoring God, seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these, what? Things will be added to you. He knows you need things. You don't have to ask Him for the things. You put Him first. And God said, I'll provide for you. Verse 10, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Turn to Psalm 91. See, all you're doing is reading Scripture. Yeah, that's all I'm doing. What God has to say is much more important than what Paul Mills has to say. Amen? So we're going to read what God had to say. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Say, I will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. How many of you have lived long enough to realize you don't know everything? That you don't have it all together? Parents, really terrible people didn't know me 30 years ago because I didn't know everything 30 years ago. God has a way of dealing with us, doesn't He? Humbling us. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Friend, you may come to the point you can't trust anybody. Can't trust your kids, can't trust your wife, your husband, you sure can't trust the government. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare, that's the trap, and from the deadly pestilence, that's disease. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Whenever you grow tired, whenever you grow weary, whenever you run out of answers, and I kind of joke about it, but I really did. At one time, I used to know everything, and kind of figured out I didn't know everything. And then you take refuge in him. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Why? Because we are covenant children of God. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his what? Angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Somebody needed to hear that this morning. You've been going through the valley of the shadow of death. You've been going through the pit. You've been going through hell and back. Maybe in your health, your finances, your relationships. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you to the end of the age. His angels are given charge over you. They will go into the hospital with you. They will go to the IRS with you. They will go through whatever you're going through. Amen. I'll never leave you. Verse 13, you will tread upon the lion and cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Not because of anything that we are, but because of who he is. How many of you understand the devil loses? You understand that? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The power of God in you is greater than anything that you'll ever go through, dear friend. You may go through the storm. You may go through the trial. Understand, God's on the other side to bring you through that victoriously. Verse 14 says, because he loves me, says the Lord. That's speaking about you and about me now. Because he loves me, I will rescue him. I will protect him. For he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. Now, the problem is a lot of us don't call, we just gripe. There is a difference between the prayer of faith and griping. Amen? And we need to learn the difference. It's not just he who complains, it's he who comes and says, God, I don't understand this, but I want to thank you in advance. You are working on my behalf. All things work together for good to those who love God, who are the called according to his purpose, and that is me. And I don't know why I'm going through this trial. I don't know why I'm going through this sickness. I don't know why I'm going through this financial time. I don't know why I'm going through this family crisis. But God, you are a good God, and you're going to bring me out victoriously. This is good preaching this morning. Some of you don't recognize it, but it is good preaching. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him. Say, God's talking about me. He's talking about me. Amen. Not your neighbor. He's talking about you. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. What a great promise for primetime fellowship. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In your notes, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient. God has placed within you the power of His Word. It is greater than the power of discouragement. It is greater than the power of opposition. It is greater than the power of sickness. It is greater than the power of poverty. The Word of God in you is alive, it's powerful, and it produces results. One more passage, and I realize our time is quickly passing. Ephesians chapter 6. And I'll get through with this series when I get through with this series. Amen? We're not in a hurry. We want to learn what God had to say to us. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse number 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord. Now, you may have lost your strength. You may have lost your power. You may have lost your confidence. How many of you know that when you go through being beaten up enough by life, you can develop a victim mentality? Oh no, here comes another sickness. Oh no, here comes another bout with stress or poverty or pain or betrayal or whatever it is. God is speaking to us today. And I really feel like this message is from God for somebody that's here. Finally, be strong in the Lord. It's not you, dear friend. It's the Lord. It's greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm an overcomer today, not because I'm a strong person. I'm an overcomer today because of the greater one who lives in me. It's not me, but it's his power that lives through me. I decree in the name of Jesus, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Do you believe that? It's not how I feel. It's not how it looks. It's the power of Christ that is in me. Finally, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Now, if you haven't figured it out yet, the devil has come to rob, to kill, and to destroy. He wants you dead and defeated and poor besides that. You getting anything out of this morning? Finally, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. I want you to know the devil wants to destroy you. Spirit, mind, and body. He wants your health. He wants your mind. He wants your money. He wants your family. And in the name of Jesus, he's not getting any of that. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Jim, I've wished at times past I could just find the devil, get a hold of him so I could punch him out and strangle him and do all kinds of godly things. No, we're not fighting against a physical force today. That'd be easy, wouldn't it? We're fighting against a spiritual power that has come to rob and steal and to destroy the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, verse 13, therefore, put on the full armor of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a battle. We are in warfare. In case you didn't realize it, just turn on the news. Amen? In case you didn't realize it, just open your eyes. There's warfare going on. And it is spiritual in its origin. It's the fight between good and evil, between God and Satan. And we as the body of Christ must rise up as intercessors, as those that will stand, having done all to stand, we stand. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, verse 13, so when the day of evil comes, not if the day of evil comes, when it comes, because it's going to come. You're going to go through trials. You may be able to stand your ground after you have done everything to stand firm. God really spoke this to my heart this morning. Some of you are wobbling. Some of you have gone through some hard places. Physically, financially, relationally. Anybody like that in here this morning? You've gone through some tough stuff. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. So when the day of evil comes, not if, it will come. When you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around I have a belt on during this recent illness. Sometimes I had to take it in. I was on the last one. I'm not there anymore, by the way. Somebody said, you're looking better. I'm on my fourth notch now. I was on my fifth notch for a while. In the name of Jesus, I defy Satan to take my life or take yours. I defy Satan to defeat us. I defy Satan to rob, kill, and destroy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just time we understand we're in warfare here. The devil wants you dead and defeated. He wants your kids. He wants your money. He wants our nation. He wants this church. In the name of Jesus, we rise up and we say, no, you will not. Verse 13, therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. How did Jesus overcome Satan? By saying, it is written. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that comes from the mouth of God. By his stripes I am healed. All my needs are met and supplied according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Don't get me started this morning. Verse 15, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel, peace. if you don't know who you are, if you don't know what the promises of God are, you're going to be very cautious in walking out. That's the reason we need to know the Word of God, Jim. We need to recite it. We need to hide it in our hearts. That way when we're walking out, I'll never forget when I was a kid. Anybody raised in Texas besides me? Anybody know what cuckleburrs are? And you'd walk out across the field and you'd get one or two in your foot. And my dad would say, well, go back home, put some shoes on. I'm telling you, children of God, put your shoes on. The power of the blood of Jesus is greater than any power of the enemy. Amen? We put our shoes on. We know who we are in Christ. We know the promises of God. Verse 16, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. The enemy has come to rob, kill, and destroy, to lie. He'll bring a comforter along and say, yeah, I know somebody that died of that. I know somebody that's going through that and they didn't make it. They're going to try to rob your joy, your peace, your strength. And we have to fight. We have to put on that shield of faith that says, I am more than a conqueror through him that loved me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Verse 17, take the helmet of salvation. Thank God I'm saved because I'm forgiven, not because I'm perfect. Amen. I'm saved because of the mercy of God, not because of my goodness. God put that helmet on me. The devil can't knock it off. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Learn to quote the Word of God. One of the things that changed my life when I was in high school, someone gave me a packet, Perry, of Navigator Scriptures. The Navigators Organization out of Colorado Springs. Anybody ever heard of them? They still put out material. They had little packets. And all through high school, Perry, I carried those in my pocket. And I'd memorize the Word of God. I memorized the Word of God. The Bible wasn't just a book. It was on a shelf. The Word of God was in my heart. It was in my mind. I learned to quote the Word of God. And as I spoke the Word of God, my life was changed. The lives of people around me were changed. Ladies and gentlemen, God has put His Word in your mouth. Your family, your friends, that realm of influence that you have, let the Word of God be used out of you. Verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions. With all kinds of prayer and requests. Romans talks about sometimes there's things we can't even express. The Spirit of God will pray through us. Let Him use you. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and keep on praying for all of the saints. I want you to know something this morning. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. The power of God's Word in your mouth is alive. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. You see, the devil is not afraid of how many Bibles you own. You can own every translation known to man. I mean, you can have them in genuine leather and redback, red letter edition and blackback and greenback. And I mean, you can have a shelf full of them. It's okay. I had brain surgery here a while back. Nancy looks at me occasionally and says, oh, no, there you go. I've learned the devil doesn't care how many backs you have, amen, and what color they are, as long as it's not in your mind and as long as it's not coming out of your mouth. It's when the Word of God comes alive in your heart and you begin to speak it and you begin to quote it and you begin to pray it. They say, Pastor, I really don't know what I should pray. Then just pray the Word. That's a pretty good thing to pray, amen? Lord, I want to thank you today that you care about me. I claim your promises. Now hear me this morning. God is not only calling this church, Primetime Fellowship, but he's calling the church of Jesus Christ to rise up. These are difficult days. And it's time that we rise up in the name of Jesus and say, my God is greater than any power. He's bigger than the government. He's bigger than the political system. He's bigger than my needs financially or my needs physically. My God reigns. And I pull down every stronghold. I come against every power of Satan that would try to rob and kill and destroy. And I decree that my God is greater than anything. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to rise up and be the church of God. Amen? In the community, on your job, to your family. I recognize how important it is to our families, we be strong. How many of you know that your children and grandchildren are watching you go through the trial and the storm? You recognize that? And as you come through that victoriously with your faith intact, you are making a statement that is absolutely profound to them. And they will remember. They may not acknowledge it right now. They're going to remember in the days to come. You know, when mom and dad were going through that, they stood on the Word. And that's going to be a testimony to them. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the promises of God that are yea and amen. Lord, I thank you that not one word of your promise has changed. You are still the God that is more than enough. You are still the God who is able to save and forgive of sin. You're still the God who heals our bodies and our minds and our homes and our families. You are still the God that we can trust with our futures. So, Lord, we come this morning in our weakness. We come this morning recognizing that in and of ourselves we do not have the power. But I also come confessing that through Christ I can do all things. In the name of Jesus, I release your healing grace to flow into spirits and minds and bodies. I decree we can do everything God has called us to do. Lord, restore minds today. Where the enemy has tried to come and steal, restore those minds. Restore those bodies, Lord. Oh, Father, use us for your glory to be a testimony to our community. God, to be a testimony to our families. To lift up the name of Jesus and to recognize the authority that we have been given to bind and to loose. We are not victims. We are not passive. We are those that have been called to be armed, to go in your name, and to do exploits. I claim it in Jesus' name.
This is Paul Mills again. I pray that this message has blessed you. This ministry is possible only through the faithful prayers and financial gifts of God's people. Please pray for us and make a financial contribution so that we can continue to reach people around the world with the message of hope in Jesus Christ. You can give online by clicking the Giving tab at the top of the website, or you can give by mail to the address also listed on the giving page. All gifts are sincerely needed, appreciated, and are tax deductible. Thank you for helping us reach the world for Christ.